Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside. Repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
This podcast is sponsored by the pulse-pounding new psychological thriller Somebody's Daughter by best-selling author David Bell. In this heart-pounding novel, the fate of a missing little girl lies in the hands of a man who might just be her father.
Ooh, yeah. Johnny, this sounds good.
Somebody's Daughter is available July 10th, and you can start reading an excerpt of this twist-filled ride now at prh.com/David Bell.
John, buy this for me.
Oh, I will.
Okay.
Hi, everybody.
Hello.
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 Ooh. Wow.
You can get higher than me.
Can I?
I think so.
I think you're right, actually. I kind of have
I can get more stoned than you.
That's
but
true.
But you can get higher octave
Very,
than
that's
me.
That's a good point.
Oh.
All right.
Anyway, that's another shot. Have a good one. Thanks,
everyone.
Yeah,
bye-bye. See you guys next week.
It's weird without our headphones today.
Yeah.
So we're recording sort of, I feel naked.
Well, here's the thing. We have this, Megan says it's called a headphone amp box.
That's what Megan says.
Megan, that's why we hired Megan, because
she says these things.
She says those things. I want nothing to do with those
words. I don't
even
know what an amp box is.
I kind of know what it is, but either way.
It doesn't matter.
It's like the third time it's broken here in the studio in about 6 or 7 months. So hopefully we get
Send
a new one.
Send us your
one.
Donations.
I
we
know,
are taking
right?
donations for
Go
our
fund
studio.
Me. So yeah, unfortunately, these last few episodes, we just won't have our headphones. And it is what it is, you know.
Our page isn't called GoFundMe. It's called GoBundMe.
GoBundMe.
You
That's a stretch. I'll let you have that one.
I feel naked without my headphones. What do you want me to do?
It is weird.
I'm out of my game.
You know what else is I noticed just as we're talking here is that I typically only hear through the headphones, obviously.
Right.
So now we're just having a normal voice, and we haven't done this in so long.
It sounds weird to have a normal conversation with you.
Yeah.
I don't.
It does. You're right, actually.
It feels weird.
I like the digital version in my head.
Well, as we know, last week, we also didn't have our headphones for another shot.
That's true.
So I'm trying to get used to it.
Yeah.
I'm hoping that the next another shot we do and the next murder that we cover will have them,
we'll
Megan.
Have that, Megan.
And that's my hopes and my dreams.
Yeah, well, let's see what happens, right?
Okay, yeah.
We shouldn't turn Megan into a villain on the show.
Never.
We love Megan.
No, because then she's going to make us sound like we're like little chipmunks the
yeah,
entire time,
we,
like
our,
sped up.
Our fate is in her hands.
It really is. Megan, we love you. You're pretty.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Well,
she appreciates us in her own way.
In her own special way.
She's
absolutely.
Never said it out loud, but like I feel like Megan and our relationship transcends a look.
Yeah.
And I'll just know what she's feeling.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's like an aura thing. Megan, would you agree?
Wow.
She definitely agrees.
She just nodded.
Yeah, so I feel like that was her way of being like, exactly. Exactly.
I love it.
You get it.
Darren, this is inappropriate. Quit coming on to Megan on air. Come on.
We have fan topics to get to,
Matt. Megan, this is inappropriate. Darren, this is inappropriate.
How many times do I get... I was in the elevator coming here to record today, and I was in an elevator with like 10 other people.
Yeah.
And they were all
that.
Giggling, and they were like, Darren, are you coming? And I was like, what do you mean? And they were like, the sexual harassment thing.
Yeah.
You definitely need it. And I was like, nope. Then I go to record Martinis and Murder.
Yeah.
Walked right past that.
I was going to say, it's a big, like...
If anyone needs it, though.
Behavior training here at NBC today.
Yeah, it's like what you can and can't say.
Which,
and
definitely belong there, let's be honest.
This morning, one of my coworkers came in. And, you know, the office, like, in our corner, because we work in similar corners.
Yes.
It's small. You can hear everything. So everyone everyone just started like blindly clapping for this one girl. No idea why. She's our age.
Okay.
And everyone was, and we all made the joke that like this girl was getting married, even though she wasn't. No idea what they were all clapping at, like that she brought her on lunch. And then they just go, "When are you due?" And they all looked at me. They're like, "You're not allowed to say that."
Oh my
and I was like,
God,
I'm
yes.
I'm sorry.
That's like the literally the but one thing. The one.
She doesn't have a boyfriend. I'm just kidding.
The not one thing I've taken from the behavior training in my lifetime here at NBC is that you don't ask people when
anything.
They're due about their pregnancy.
Don't even ask them if they're a man or a woman, because yeah. that doesn't
no,
even
no,
exist.
Don't
just
let that happen.
How are you today
that
is the only
said,
question that you can ask.
That being said, here in the studio, it's, you know.
No, this is a sexual harassment zone.
Zone,
I
yes.
think we can say that it's safe to do that.
Let's
here.
Hope our bosses
right,
aren't listening to this.
Oh, okay.
I have a as my short, boss is in the very room. Short story. Okay. I said something very inappropriate to my daughter, and I feel terrible.
Oh, my God, to your daughter? How is this
yes.
going to go? I'm just
yeah.
teasing about a coworker.
I wasn't expecting this.
Yeah. All right,
okay.
So
please
she
don't
had
be weird,
a
Matt.
Very small cut. On her finger, very small.
Oh, no.
And
oh, no.
I think
she gets really, really, really paranoid about it. And I'm just like, just
same.
Watch it, it'll be fine.
I'm
just
the
just
same as
it.
She
just
is.
Watch
yeah.
it, you know? And she's like, but what's going to happen to me? But what, you know? And she kept talking about it. And I said, I don't know. You're probably going to get gangrene. And then, okay, she didn't know what that was. She didn't know what that
of course,
was,
of course.
She's
like thank
eight.
God, but like, it's the internet.
And then
world.
She looked it up.
Exactly.
And then she started crying hysterically. I'm not kidding. And I felt so, so bad.
You're
so bad.
He's
did
literally
you just,
the worst
wait,
dad.
Did you just say it and then like walk away? And
you're
then
probably
she
gonna
went
get gangrene
and
and then walk, drop mic, and yeah, walk away.
No, we were just doing the dishes. And
At least he's domesticated.
Yeah.
You can
yeah,
only really
right.
say those things to your kid when they don't have the availability to
yeah.
just like pop six
totally.
Letters into your phone and look up the terrible. It's like when people are like, oh, I have a sniffle. I'm like, please don't go on WebMD.
Right.
Because
no,
it's going to say that you're going
to
yeah. have the worst.
Go to
Matt
the doctor.
Did that.
Well, that was very, and speaking of inappropriate, that was very inappropriate.
Highly inappropriate.
Now, this does remind me, and I think this is a great kind of segue into a segment here. Is do you remember being told something as a child that you were like traumatized about but didn't really kind of recognize it wasn't real until like later? For example, let me give you one of
yeah.
for me. This is very like, I think I had like, I was an egomaniac as a kid because I was like, I have a half
obsessed with yourself.
I have a half brother and a half sister who are like my full brothers. Like there's no difference. We grew up together.
Yeah.
But my dad's side of the family was not connected to them in any way. So I would always be over there by myself with my grandparents, and they would like, you know, I was like, you know, a little prince to them. They
yeah.
they spoiled me.
You're a little Johnny.
And so for the longest time, I had this thought that like everyone knew who I was and like,
oh my God, John.
And like the Truman Show. You know the Truman Show?
Oh, that like the whole world
the
revolves
whole
around
world
you.
Revolves around me. There are people in the sky, in a control room, they know my next move. Everybody,
that's amazing.
And like, it took me several years to like kind of get over that.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, oh, okay, so it's not always about me. Not very similar to what Matt was saying, but you know,
let me know when
similar.
You get over that.
I haven't quite gotten
yes,
over
so
that.
Let me
yes,
know,
this,
and
the
then,
world is still about me, and that's the way it goes.
I get that. I
yeah.
understand, though, especially as a kid, like, you
yeah.
don't understand pain or anything that's outside.
Right.
So you can't, you know, it's like if something's happening to you, it's only happening
well, yeah,
to you. Of
totally.
Course. Like you don't have the, that's actually
yeah.
a really like endearing
yeah.
thing, I think,
I guess
about,
so.
About kids sometimes.
I feel like Ted Bundy thought this and several other serial
took
killers.
Took advantage of it, maybe.
Yeah,
yeah
and
good
like
thing
really
you,
like ran with it. So
literally.
Can
literally.
You think of anything off the top of your
so
head?
So the only thing I can really.
Besides like Santa Claus type stuff.
Yeah, I was always like a paranoid, I'm always like a very paranoid kid. Like
yeah.
if I, it's sort of like Matt's daughter where it's
yeah.
like, if I get a cut, I'm like, great, my finger's gone. I'm going to be amputated. It's done. I'm getting an infection and that's
yeah.
it.
Okay.
So I think my parents were mostly just like calming me down from assuming
right.
the worst. But as a kid and I, you know, looking back, I don't know how real I thought any of this was, but when I was
yeah.
a kid and we would be, you know, on vacation or something and I'd be holding my dad's
oh.
hand. I'm talking when I was a little kid.
Yeah.
I used to think that if I let my father's hand go
yeah.
and I looked up at the sky only at night, I would just start floating up to the sky like they were going to take me away. Like my dad
oh
was my
God.
Anchor to the ground.
Oh, I
only
see.
My dad. I don't even think he knows the story.
And
he was like, I just started listening to Martinis and Murder. I'm like, great, Dad, we're only like 100
great.
Episodes
yeah,
in.
Yeah, I was
really
going
nice.
To say, it's been a year
thanks
and a half.
Thanks for the drink, Matt. Yeah,
thanks,
I'm like,
Matt.
Cool, Dad. Thanks for the support.
Cool.
So I thought that if I looked
yeah.
up at the sky and I wasn't holding his hand,
right.
I was just going to go straight up because there's something about I don't know, I have like claustrophobia. Mm-hmm. There's something about like being in space and not being nowhere to go, mm-hmm. or like not being able to breathe that freaks me out to mid panic attack.
Did you see the Sandra Bullock movie? I'm forgetting the name of it. Gravity?
Yeah.
Insane. My worst fear. I was like,
if I'm lost in space, not right. that I will ever get the chance. Well, maybe. Mm-hmm. I will have a full on freak the fuck out moment.
You're right. Maybe we will have a chance in our lifetime.
We might. Can we cheers first?
Yeah, let's do a quick cheers. Now, Matt, you want to tell us,
these are the same drinks, cheers, bitch,
that we had on last week's episode because we loved it so much and it was such a good, like, smooth kind of like summery type of drink.
It's good because it has huge chunks of strawberries.
What's it called again? I forget it's from last week.
Strawberry sangria.
And get a little fruit in there, Johnny.
Oh my
people can
God.
Listen to the last another shot if they want to hear the full recipe.
Yeah.
And also we should mention, really, as we did
just as delicious
in the last another shot, that this was a recipe from Blueprint.
That's right.
Formerly Craftsy. And we partnered with them on some things.
But damn, these strawberries are really fresh. Like, and as you know, because, you know, we made the same drink, I saw Matt in the kitchen cutting them up.
Well, he was forcing me
to... And I was trying to, like, sneak by.
Yeah.
Like, trying to go to the recording. And he was like, Darren! And, like, made me carry shit. And I was like, God damn it. I literally said to him, don't you have interns? And he said, no.
No, we don't.
And then I had to carry it. Well, you two just sat here.
We could use an intern, though, right? Don't you think so at
some point?
I think
we could use it. I mean, we have Matt.
Yeah. Definitely. Yeah. We definitely could.
It'd be fun to have, like, a character on the show that's, like, an intern, and like
they'd have to have a letter M because we have Matt and Megan.
Ooh.
So we needed the third M.
And no J or D, we're the only ones.
No.
What were you saying, Matt? Sorry, I interrupted you.
Special shout out to Lauren here at Oxygen because she went out and bought these strawberries and bought everything. And
by the
helped,
way,
what did you do
then? With the drink.
Yeah,
cut
what exactly? Because I brought the ice, by the way. I was going to say
I brought my winning personality.
Yeah, there you go.
There we go.
I'm so glad you said something, Matt, because we totally forgot to shout out our co-worker and researcher, Ali Vanderhaeden.
Great fucking last name.
Not Ali Vandersloot, not related to Vandersloot.
Or Vanderpump, as we always say.
That's true.
Your world, my world.
She did a lot of research on the Ted Bundy episodes that we did, and I totally meant to give her a shout out.
Yes,
and
we talked about it.
I know. So thanks, Ali. You are incredible, and she's really good at kind of briefing us with all this information, so I want to make sure she got all those shout outs.
Yeah, you killed it.
Good point, John.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ali.
This sangria, I think we should put this recipe wherever we can put it.
It tastes like sugar, so John's into it. It doesn't taste like actual
sugar,
alcohol, so John's into
the
it.
The closer to diabetes a drink tastes, the better to
the
me.
The closer, you can get anything in like a juice box,
yes.
A Capri Sun.
Thank you.
John is in. He is highbrow.
If Capri Sun could be an ingredient or high C, I'm in.
Or just the main and only, you're
right,
in. Right,
exactly.
Like, no alcohol necessary.
No, exactly. I'll just have high C.
Yeah, you're right.
Well, let's get to some fan topics. Once again, we asked you guys on our Facebook group, what you want us to talk
Love
about.
The Facebook group. It's
and
so these, fun.
Yeah, and you guys come up with some really good questions that, like, I wouldn't even think
no,
to
I'm
ask
like, do
of
they even
anybody.
Care about us?
Yeah. Okay, so this one is from Monica.
Okay.
She says, if you could relive one day of your life, what would it be and why? And I had so many emotions and thoughts about this.
I had a lot.
Because it's like, you think, my immediate reaction was, okay, I want to relive the day like somebody close to me died. Okay, that's typical. I think everybody would.
You want to relive that day?
Well, maybe like relive it in the sense that spend more time
Sick
with
fuck.
Them.
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm saying?
I want to see them die.
That's
all
true.
Over
maybe that's
again.
Not the right way to put it. But what I'm saying is that was my immediate instinct. But
right.
then I'm like, but do I want something super happy because you want to relive the happy moments? Megan's saying yes.
Well, I think. Yeah. Are we saying relive it exactly how you relived it again and again?
Mm-hmm.
So it's like you can't really change anything, right?
Like, I think you're right.
You want to repeat that day in your mind,
but
it be
yeah.
the exact same feeling you had when you had that day.
But, interesting.
But with your own knowledge.
Knowledge
now,
from
and
now.
You can
yeah.
appreciate it.
Okay. So you're kind of like looking down on yourself, seeing this from a different perspective,
yeah.
but still having that same emotion.
I think that's
because I'm thinking if you relive the last day, like I saw my grandmother,
yeah, that might be
even though
sad,
it was a
right?
shitty day and it was the last I saw her, it's like, well, maybe now having this perspective, would I have done something different?
Say something.
Or is it that you have to let it play out the way that it plays out, which I think is like
let's go with how Matt was describing it, which was that
you have the perspective.
You have the perspective of your current self.
Okay.
So I still don't know what mine would be because I would want it to be a happy memory, I guess.
Yeah. Me too. And like, I was thinking about this all afternoon when I saw that you put it on the doc.
Mm-hmm.
And I was thinking to myself, there were so many times as a kid, like I remember distinctly getting on this travel soccer team.
Yeah.
I was a big, big soccer player.
Oh, yeah.
And I got on the travel team and it was like the A team and it was like so cool when I was eight.
Right.
And I felt like that was it was my first sense of validation for me that I was a good athlete.
Mm-hmm.
And I just remember like screaming around my house and feeling so happy.
Yeah, yeah.
But now as a 30-year-old, like was this a monumental thing that happened in my life? I don't know. But that was a great day and I remember it.
You're reminding me too. I don't know that I would relive this moment, but thinking about as a kid, your like validation of like maybe done something is there were all these auditions in seventh or eighth grade to be on the advanced science program or in the advanced science program.
Mm-hmm.
At the time, okay, this is going to date me. When you got into the advanced science program, you would be learning how to write HTML code, which is like decades old at this point. No one even writes.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. And I remember telling my friends that I like, you know, apply to be in it. Keep in mind, I'm, as you know, obsessed with computers. I'm a computer nerd. You had a computer party, birthday party.
You weren't invited.
I was not invited to that one. Would have been an expert there, but that's fine. And I told all my friends about this and they were like, why? That's for the smarty smart kid. Like, I was a smart kid, but
you weren't acknowledged as a smart kid.
There was another level of like those like super nerds that everyone like knew was like super duper smart.
Right.
Well, I would like to let everyone know.
As he brushes his brow, everybody, you saw it. Megan and Matt both saw it happen three times.
In eighth grade at Washington Middle School, I made the advanced science program. Thank you. Thank you. That means
Megan,
so much.
Please add an applause sound here.
Yeah, a huge audience roar
and like
would
claps
be appreciated.
And like,
go ahead. Let's pause so that can happen.
Yeah, let's pause this episode. How nerdy are the two of you?
I know.
I made a soccer team. I got into the advanced
program. That wasn't my answer. I was giving as an example.
That's true.
I thought, Darren, you were going to say like the time I took heroin and had a threesome with the Vanderpump
Rules. Okay, I will say
cast.
The first time.
Oh my God, did that happen?
The first time I ever got stoned in my life would be a great day to revisit because you're never going to get a different high than you are the first time.
Interesting.
But the day I got the Andy job was, or the day I got into the Page program.
Okay, so let's do professional moments.
These were career highlights, I guess, because those were like the two jobs I've ever had in my life.
We're still young.
Got it.
Yeah.
Those were, I mean, I really wanted to be a page. Really wanted to be a page and always thought it was like my dream job and still I can remember feeling getting into it.
Right.
I think I would definitely relive that day. The Andy job was great, but it was like a job I didn't know that I wanted.
Oh, that's awesome.
And so it's just turned out to be amazing over 7 years.
Yeah,
but
amazing.
I think the day I got into the program.
And plus the Page program has so much, this is not an NBC plug, there's just so much history behind it that it really feels like you're part of a almost like a sorority or like a fraternity.
It is exactly that. And it was like an extended year of college. It was a great transition from college to the professional world and like handling that because you party really hard but you work really hard.
Yeah.
And I think that was a great day.
Yeah. I would say one day that if I could just finally wrap this up that I would like to relive just because it's happy and I think I would just maybe change the way I approach things.
When,
I have one.
When you tell Matt to fuck off.
Exactly.
That's
thank
number
you.
Two.
That's
you're
number
welcome,
two.
John.
But number one is when I worked at Arthur Ashe Kids Day like several years ago.
This is at the US Open. At the stadium, US Open.
At the stadium, Arthur Ashe Kids Day is this big event they have at the US Open tennis tournament like the day before it starts. And I was doing social media for it because they like scouted me because I'm a Serena Williams super fan. They knew I knew all the names.
Did
I love.
She lost.
I don't. We shouldn't talk about
that.
Okay,
thank
you.
Sorry.
Time to bring that up.
Not a day you want to relive.
Not a day I want to relive, which was just the other day. It's fine. I was alone in a hotel room with like bad travel. It's fine. I made it through.
We talked about that on the last other show.
Yeah, we talked about that.
That was
episode.
The time. Yes.
If you want to know more, check out episode 11. Anyways. Of another shot. What was I saying? I don't even remember where I was going with this. I was at Arthur Ashe Kids Day. Sorry,
yes.
I forgot. Got derailed because you really brought up a lot.
Sorry.
I'm tearing up.
I'm verklempt.
I really am. Long story short, I was doing social media. I'm trying to wrap this up because people are probably going nuts listening to this. In the stadium, okay, Arthur Ashe Stadium, I'm seeing all the big stars of tennis. I think at that time, Ariana Grande was there before she was a big star.
Before she was Grande?
If you ever see me in person, I have a great story about
Thanks
Ariana
laughing,
Grande
Megan.
That I will not mention on air. I know, it's that serious.
Oh, great. All our listeners are basically holding yeah. up the middle finger
I love
to
it.
You.
No,
did
I love
you share a donut together?
No, I didn't. That's a good question. No, I did not.
Did you have a threesome with her and Pete Davidson?
No, I didn't.
Okay.
Kind of wish
Megan,
I would. Love him.
Do you have any questions for John before he continues his story?
Any more questions?
Okay.
Anybody?
No, yeah, okay.
Okay.
Finish the story.
Okay, long story short. Long story long. So I have two major regrets from the same day. These are the only things that I don't regret life. Like, everything in my life, I think, happens for a reason.
Oh,
I'm not the type of person that ever holds on to things. But two things happened this day that I totally regret handling the way I did. First was, I'm standing in the green room with, like, all the stars. They're about to come out and do a big show in the stadium. And it's like, Novak Djokovic and Roger Federer,
yeah.
the greatest of all time. Male player, not female player. Andy Roddick. A couple of other, like, big stars I'm just
sure.
kind of forgetting. So I'm standing there. Do you know who Caduce is from MTV? He does some live things. I think you would know him if you saw him.
Yeah, I know him.
So he was hosting the event, and we were just talking the whole time. So Roger Federer and Andy Roddick, two huge names in tennis, are standing nearby. And Caduce says, hey, will you come over and take a picture of me with them, and then I'll take a picture with you. Yes,
Done.
I absolutely will.
Done.
This is so long, I'm sorry. But anyway, basically, Caduce stands there, he takes the picture, and then they start talking. Then they get rushed away, and I did not get a picture with Andy Roddick and Roger Federer. And I was waiting there, like, and I, you know, I'm working, so I can't be like, by the way, can
Excuse
you hurry up and
me,
take
sir?
My picture?
Right.
Yeah, like, it's unprofessional to do that.
Right.
So then they get rushed off, never see them again. It was my one moment. I really regret not.
And you want to relive
in.
This day?
I want to relive it so I can finally be like, hey guys, my turn. Let me take a picture here.
What if they still tell you to fuck off?
Then I'll know.
Then it's your worst day.
It's my worst day.
Then it's your worst day.
So then oh, sorry, Matt. What were you going to say?
Finish, please.
No, okay, you're right. So then literally minutes later, okay, so by the way, I'm in the green room. Serena's meant to be in there, but she's running late from a practice, of course.
Oh, this is not your day,
no,
sweetie.
No, it's not my day. So I get out in the little, like, breezeway that leads onto the court, and everyone's outside. It's starting. Serena still hasn't showed up. I'm like freaking out because
crying.
I really wanted, I know, right. I'm like, part of the job was that I would see Serena. Where is she? Right. So she shows up late. She walks right in front, literally from me to you, walks right in front of me, runs out to do her work out there, whatever, is like doing stuff on the stadium for quite a while. And then when they're done, she comes back over to where I was standing. And she starts signing a bunch of, like, autographs and
yeah.
kind of, like, interacting with the audience and, like, just right at the doorway. And then she was like, or her handler or whatever was like, okay, we're going to bring her into the green room and we'll do some more photos. Well, are you ready for this?
I really hope you got a fucking photo with her. Otherwise, this story.
This is the one moment that really I wish I would have just followed along. So she gets rushed into the door. And at that moment, they close and lock all of the doors in the stadium because Michelle Obama arrived and was going to be on stage with Serena in like 25 minutes or whatever. So there was no traffic anywhere in
if
the
Rosie
stadium.
If Rosie O'Donnell was there, you would literally implode.
It would have been too
it's like
much.
Your three favorite
Michelle
women.
Obama, Rosie O'Donnell. If Oprah was
Fucking
there, I would
Serena.
Have just simply
yeah.
died. And Serena, exactly. So I wish that I would have hurried through that door. And if I were to relive it, I would have rushed through the door to make sure I got a photo. Not just for my job, but for me.
It's nice that you want to relive a really shitty day.
And, like, make it better. Yeah,
yeah.
That's the kind of the way I'm approaching that.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, that's a very lovely
So good
tale.
Question, Monica. Matt, yeah. what were you going to say?
I was just going to say, I have a good story, but I'm not going to tell because we're, like, 20 minutes in. But
and we have another question.
Your photo story. So, Nora Jones, one time we were...
I love Nora Jones.
I was covering...
Duh.
I was covering Austin City Limits. We interviewed Nora Jones, and I had... hired my friend Lisa to be the photographer for this whole event, and so we had this photo shoot. I mean, just like a quick thing with Nora Jones outside,
similar to what I was just describing.
Tree,
yeah,
right. And I'm standing there, sort of off to the side, and
this beautiful tree.
And my friend was like, and she's stunning, obviously. And my friend was like,
it's not me. Just for anyone who knows that
made some kind of hand. Motion gesture, and I I thought she was saying, like, get in for a shot or something.
Oh, no.
But she totally wasn't, because why the fuck would Nora Jones want to take a picture with me?
She sees you, and she's like, that guy. I want a picture with that guy right there.
Yeah.
Right. And she's about to do this, go on stage and do this, like, huge
so this
concert.
Was before the concert.
Yeah. And so I jump in and put my arms around her, my arm.
Oh, no.
And my friend, the photographer, is looking at me like, what the fuck?
She's
doing?
Never taking you a fucking event again.
She did take a picture.
Where is it? Do you have it somewhere?
I have it somewhere. Nora looks a little scared.
We have to put the reindeer head on it, and then we have to post it.
I was going
to
say, you have to post this on your Instagram.
You have to.
Yeah.
Okay. You have to.
All right.
That's a good story.
That is hilarious.
So it turns out, too, this Arthur Ashe Kids Day is a broadcast on, like, CBS or something.
Yeah.
And so there's one frame where you can see Serena talking, and I'm in the background. So that's how I consider...
So you got your picture.
I got a picture.
Yeah.
I got a picture.
She doesn't know that you exist, but
no,
that's not the
point. Fine. No,
yeah,
it's fine.
No, it's fine.
What does Kayla want to know from
Kayla
us?
Kayla asks on Facebook as well, I believe. If you could have been a juror on any case, which would it have been and why?
Oh my God.
I mean, there's
so many.
There's literally so many.
Well, it also kind of makes you think too, would you want to be a juror to convict or to
here's the thing. I was like, oh, it would be interesting to be an OJ juror. But one, you're quarantined for like 9 months on that case.
Right.
Could I have really done that?
Yeah, no.
And two, based on the evidence and the way the trial went down, I probably couldn't in good conscience convict him.
Yeah.
The glove, everything. It was just a bad trial. So it's like I wouldn't have reversed it.
Perfect.
So it wouldn't have been that.
Mine,
you know, maybe Casey Anthony.
Yeah.
Maybe a lot of the ones that we've covered where it's like the jury, something where I felt like I could sway. Any jury I would love to be on. I believe in jury nullification. So
yeah.
Any like drug charge, if you were like put away in jail for years just from drug possession that was nonviolent, I would go on that jury to acquit for sure.
So I was thinking very similar to you, knowing what I know now, especially after working at Oxygen and doing the show and all this stuff, mm-hmm. I think that I would want to be on, this shouldn't be a surprise.
Boom, boom.
The Adnan Syed trial.
Yes, yes.
For some reason, this is just one I'm so passionate and interested in. And to me, as a juror, I feel like I would have very easily have been able to figure out that, like, there was no evidence connecting him to this crime.
Right.
You know, we didn't know as jurors, or they didn't know, I should say. Look at me, like I'm acting like I'm an actual jury.
We didn't know at the time the evidence was going to reveal.
But they didn't know about his lawyer's ineffective counsel basically at the time. That's why he got a new trial now. So I think I would want to be on that just to experience it and see like what happened. Yeah.
That's actually a really good answer.
I like how our answers for this question were very succinct and to the point and not rambles
like we did on Monica's.
Right, exactly.
Because Kayla, you know, asked just a very straight to the point. Yeah, don't ask like open-ended because then you're going to get John and Matt,
Don't ask emotional questions because you'll really hatch, like
then
really
we're really
going to
intellectualize everything and it's just going to be crazy.
All right, well, that's it for this episode of Another Shot and we'll be back with a new full episode very soon.
Damn right we will.
Alrighty, bye.
Bye.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig, inspiring kid confidence.